Now time for our 60-second idea to improve the world. And this week it's from the award-winning Professor of Educational Technology, Sugata Mitra. And Sugata, you've got just 60 seconds to make your case to me, Bridget Kendall, and my other two guests, the distinguished International Advisor on Education, Sir Ken Robinson, and design pioneer in human-computer interaction, Scott Klemmer. So, Sugata, if you've collected your thoughts, off you go.
Well, if we have to prepare our children for the world they will live in, then schools will need to assess their ability to live in that world, obviously, if the school has to do its job. Taking away calculators during arithmetic exams is about as useful as asking people to tell the time without consulting a watch. We live using the internet, almost always. We communicate, entertain, create, destroy with the internet. But we don't examine our children's ability to use it properly. Instead, we ask them to leave the internet outside the examination room. That will be the only day in their lives when they will have to demonstrate that they can live without it. But why do we need to check this out? If we allow the use of the internet during examinations, all of education will change. The way teachers teach will change. What questions to ask during an examination will change. What needs to be taught will need to change. And how those things will be taught will have to change. One administrative decision is all it would take.